Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Thank you for being in the neighborhood. Continue to hang out with us in the neighborhood. Woo! And yes, we have a lot more show for you. New emojis are on the way.
I love when we get new emojis, Big, and now we have the power to pick a new emoji.
Hey, man, let me tell you, man. I use basically the same emoji.
Okay.
And there are so many out there.
There's so many.
So many. Yes. Like, I have, like, you know how they kind of save it in your, like, your favorites or your go-tos?
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I use. I use the fist, like, solid. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I use the heart. I use the prayer hand.
I do the, like, the small smile with the rosy cheeks. See, like, aww.
I don't know the smile games, but we see in these new emojis, it's more to confuse me. And also, we got an all-new big interview with Gabriel Iglesias. Yes, the fluffy one himself, Gabriel, would be in the neighborhood, man. And we do wish him the best as far as when it comes to, you know, he's got COVID-19.
Yeah, I know,
he
man.
Put it up, had to cancel some shows and everything. Oh. Our sit-down, of course, with Gabriel Iglesias was right before he announced. You know what I'm saying? So, and he was in good spirits. He did not know. You know what I'm saying? He did not know. But we went back and forth via text yesterday. He said he's on his IVs.
Good,
he's
man.
Doing well. Good. He's, you know, juicing up and everything. So
it was tough for him to announce that on his birthday.
Yeah, man.
I could see it in him.
And he got a lot of birthday love as well, man. But we got an all-new big interview with Fluffy himself, Gabriel Iglesias, and also Pop Smoke's new album.
It's here, Big.
Yepper.
Big, 20 tracks. Kanye's on it, but I was disappointed with his feature.
Really?
I was really disappointed.
Kanye's he disappointed you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was like, I was waiting for this,
I would tell
now...
him to make it up if I still spoke to Kanye. I haven't talked to Kanye in, like, months.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. People say I miss the old Kanye. I miss Kanye.
Yeah.
But Pop Smoke's new album we're going to talk about. And also, is Facebook the best place to work, second to Big Boy's Neighborhood?
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Somebody put up a TikTok video of them. It was a former worker, and they were talking about these vending machines that they now have and all the free stuff you can possibly get, bro, and stuff that we would have to buy at a Best
Just
Buy or something,
it, man.
Bro.
Jesus Christ.
It was like a tech vending machine.
Yeah,
Lord. Right. Everything for free.
Nobody's gonna wait to hear this. You know what I'm saying? Like the cliffhangers. Yeah, they got tech stuff. You can just go get chargers and
that's dope.
Hey man, I remember like with Facebook and all the other companies, they have like a cafeteria where you can just go eat everything.
Oh my gosh,
that's
pretty nice.
That's man, I'll intern there just for that.
Right? Yeah, me too.
All righty, well, all that and more, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Phone tap on the 10's time, a little bit of community service.
Uh-huh.
This is what Luther calls a community center to fulfill his community service obligations, all right? But however, man, when Luther started talking about his extensive criminal record, it prevents him from being a help to the community.
Oh.
Yeah, man, let's go to get it to your phone tap right here, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Hi, how you doing, ma'am? I was calling about some information on who I was to speak to about the community service.
Okay, you need to come down and do something, you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. I had got incarcerated. They gave me 3 years, and I got 12 strikes and 9 misdemeanors and 3 balls.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying, just go work with some mild-mannered people that's up in age, because if not, I'll explode.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think I would have to do down there?
Well, here you'd probably, like we have bingo.
I would love to start like some kind of crip walking competition or something like that. Not where you're pitting them against each other, but just showing people like, hey, you know, if the youngsters can crip walk, you should be able to also.
Probably.
Okay, I'll just throw it up against the wall. So mainly bingo. You didn't totally shoot down the crip walking thing.
Can you hold on for just a minute?
Okay.
Hi, this is... I'm the administrator.
Okay.
She said you want to do community service.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to know what your crime was, because anyone that's here has to go through criminal background checks.
Possession of sales, possession of a concealed firearm, breaking and entering. That was from years ago.
Uh-huh.
Arson.
You brought on.
I have assault and battery, prostitution. Inciting a riot over at the Jay-Z concert. That stuck. I got 45 days for that.
Right.
I beat the attempted murder case. That's what got dropped down to an aggravated assault.
Attempted murder.
Yeah, but it got dropped to an aggravated assault.
Well, I guess that was good.
Yeah.
You know, robbery, theft, burglary, arson-related offense would prohibit anyone from working or volunteering here.
Okay.
You know, a school for boys, I mean, you know, maybe their rules are a little bit different.
Right. Well, you know what? I can't work around anybody young because they just, you know, these kids, they walk around with their chest sticking out thinking they are bad and, you know, I beat the shit out of one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G. up in here. Bad play of the day.
Bad play of the day, man. And this caused five people to be arrested, and there probably should be a lot more because this is abusive, racist that's happening online right now, Big. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening. So we all, you know, we talked about the Euro Cup where it was Italy versus England, the very finals game. It went to overtime, then it went to penalties, and England lost in penalties because a couple of players missed some shots, right? Uh-huh. Well, those players happen to be black players that play for England.
Oh, no.
Just because of that, all of a sudden, just because of that, England fans started, like, bullying them online, but it started going very racial with racial abuse.
Man, I'm pretty sure it started there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was bad. They had murals around the city of their faces, and those got vandalized.
Oh,
it started there. Like, it was really, really bad.
I'm not surprised, though.
Yeah, and it's their own fans. Like, man, how do you do that?
Oh, but if they would have made it.
Yes, exactly, man. But police did investigate it, Big, and they did follow through with a lot of these people online, and they have arrested five people for the cyber, like, bullying, pretty
nice.
Much.
Nice.
Yeah, and like I said, there was thousands of them in Twitter and Instagram had to join together and like ban a few accounts and do that.
Good.
And even the UK Prime Minister wasn't happy about it.
For those who have been directing racist abuse at some of the players, I say shame on you, and I hope you will crawl back under the rock from which you emerged.
Wow.
Did that sound official or what, bro?
Climb back under the rock in which you eat.
Emerge. Yeah, man. It's crazy how, like, you always talk about how fans can, like, just turn on you as soon as you lose or you have a bad game or something like that.
But you know what, man? There's a lot of soccer fans, and especially in other areas, that are extremely racist. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you go to do a kick or a penalty kick.
Yeah,
you
man.
You see them throw bananas out there. Like, the craziest things, man. So.
Yeah, I know recently we saw something in baseball and basketball where, you know, names were being called to players and stuff like, and people were just like, it happens all the time. Nobody really brings attention to it. But, man, if you're a fan, just stick with your team.
And my thing is this, dude, if you really got a problem with the person, fight them.
Yeah.
You bad.
Right?
Show who you are. Don't hide behind that screen.
Yeah, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy Neighborhood, your neighborhood news. Natalia's up in here. Natalia.
Pharrell Williams is always doing some good, Big. And I love him. Plus, I need to know his skincare routine. But right now, he is doing something amazing. He started a nonprofit called Black Ambition. And this is actually him just talking a little bit about it.
We think it's high time that we own more companies. The only way to do that is to start a program where we look for the best of the best and the brightest. The ideas that come from us. And we thought the most fertile ground would be the HBCUs. And that's why we wanted to do it.
He was pausing too much for
he
you.
He was pausing.
He's about to jump in.
Oh, that's right. All right, Big. So here's what they announced, though, with this great nonprofit, Black Ambition. They were going to be giving away 30 different, like, grants, I guess, of $15,000 to Black and Latinx business founders, entrepreneurs. That's over $450,000.
So racist, but go ahead.
But on top of that,
if somebody came out and said, hey, we're giving away $15,000 to 30, 40, such and such, all white, we'd be like, what?
Yeah.
What the hell?
But also one grand prize winner of $1 million.
Love it.
Love it. And this is really great because there are so many companies out there that have a great idea, a great product, or they want to serve their community. They want to be that coffee shop that, you know, they grew up down the street from. And so with this little bit of extra boost, especially right now where people really need it and a lot of businesses are suffering, this is where Pharrell can come in. His nonprofit can help out. And again, 30 different businesses, that $15,000. And then, of course, the $1 million. And Pharrell also said, he goes, these are the founders I dreamed would represent Black ambition. Today, we celebrate their determination, resourcefulness, and creativity. Because of Black ambition, the world will be much more equitable. And I think it's dope.
And I love it, man. And when he broke down just the Black and brown side, there's great ideas, and sometimes you just don't have the funds.
Yeah.
And even with $15,000, a million is amazing.
Yeah.
But even with $15,000, man, with the way tech works right now, you could do so much with that.
Startup money, man.
That's great startup money for real, Lou. Yeah. So good job,
man. He's feeding dreams. I love this.
There it is. And that's what's right with hip hop. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What we got?
We got Netflix making a huge, major change in their company, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not taking anything away from us. I mean, eventually they're probably going to end up charging us more for
this. They will.
But they're saying that video games are going to be available on their platform within the next year. Now, they didn't really come out and say this, but people went into, like, their company history and everything, found out who they hired, then they reached out to them. They're like, is this true? They're like, yeah, we're working on that. Mm. But basically what they did is they got the head guy from Facebook who was working on virtual reality stuff for Facebook, games like any games you see on Facebook, like, this guy was the top for that.
What did they lure him away with?
Right, to come to Netflix? And then, Big, people are asking, like, okay, so are these going to be original games or is it going to be games that we're familiar with?
Right.
So they're saying, like, look at the history of Netflix. First, they start off with shows that we know, we've seen, TV shows. Now, most of the Netflix shows we watch are originals.
Yeah.
So they're going to start doing that.
And I think if they're going to jump into this game, then it's got to be games that you're already familiar with.
Yeah.
Because there's so many games out there. There's so many apps. Like, you're not going to introduce us to anything that's going to be, at the moment, that's going to be kick butt.
I completely
That my
agree.
Son is going to play, or you know what I'm saying? Like,
Big, right now, when I was watching the news, they're like, for Netflix, their competitor isn't Hulu. It's not Disney. It's Fortnite. And I was like, wait, how is Fortnite your competitor?
Right.
And they're like, Netflix isn't competing with brands. They're competing with people's attention. They're like, sleeping and Fortnite are like two of our biggest competitors right
Damn.
Now. And wine, when
and
people
then
have
some
wine.
People that play, they don't even sleep. They just do Fortnite.
So, yeah, girl, that is so true.
Good luck on that.
In front, but Big,
it's an increase, too. We're going to get a Netflix increase.
Do you think so?
100%.
I heard at no charge. That's what I kept reading. At no charge, they're going to do this video
game. But who's talking? You saying it hasn't been officially said, so who's saying officially at no charge? Mm-hmm. And then if it's not direct, it'll come 3-6 months after.
Yep. I agree with that.
Like, they're so gangster, man. They just send you something that just says, yeah, your rate is going up to... Yeah. They don't even... You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you either pay or say goodbye.
Yeah, and most of the time, you're not going to say goodbye, I feel. I mean, some people might, but for the most part...
And there's no arguing. Like, there's some companies I can argue with, and they'll say, okay, we give you 3 free ones. Or, we'll knock you down to this. Netflix be like, stop it.
Yeah, look, before when we used to have cable, because now it's all streaming, like, my mom would always call the cable company, like, no, lower our prices. And they'd be like, okay, ma'am, we'll lower
you. All right, feisty lady. Here you go. Y'all stick around. Y'all ready? Those Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Ludol?
Yo, gotta talk about Escape Room Tournament of Champions. It's a movie that's out in theaters right now, Big. Everybody could go watch it. And this is a sequel to the first movie, Escape Room, which I saw and I thought was dope. So there is like an activation that the company sent us to when it was me and Natalia.
Yeah, we did
And
that.
They sent us to an activation where it was an actual escape room in like the subway that is in the movie. And I was kind of like, okay, escape room. Thank God Natalia's with me because we need some brains.
Yeah, Louis was like, look at that laser. Oh, look at that smoke. And I'm like Louis,
bro,
clues.
There's time running.
We need clues.
We did. We were in the subway and it had like 10-minute times. And they were just like, so in the front, the conductor's area, there was like a keypad. And you had to punch in like numerical numbers.
Oh,
and it was a six-digit code.
No, it was a four-digit code.
That you had to punch in, right? And
hey, dude, thank God you went. Oh, my God, in there.
I am so happy.
He would
went.
Still be in there, man.
And it threw me off because one of the guys was like, make sure you touch everything and feel everything and make sure you look at everything. So I'm over there moving things and touching walls. And Natalia's just sitting there like,
everything.
It's numbers, you idiot. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I was like, listen, there's two horns. Okay, two. Two's maybe you got a number. Oh, wait, there's seven lasers. Oh, seven's a number in there. It was great.
Did y'all get out?
Yes, we did.
We did get out, man. Guess who figured out the code?
Who did?
Not one of us.
Oh, man.
It was a group effort. It was somebody else that was in our group that ended up figuring out the code and we escaped.
But
y'all escaped.
But we escaped.
We escaped.
Yes.
There it is.
We did escape, man. But yeah, Escape Room Tournament of Champions is out right now. Check it out. It's dope, man. Even the trailer gets you excited for it.
Do you hear that?
Hey, what the hell is going on?
The train just uncoupled.
gotta be kidding me.
Hold on!
Welcome to Minos Escape Rooms.
No, no, no.
What's happening again?
You guys have played the game before?
So what is this? Like a tournament of champions?
Hey, man, I failed my family in an escape room.
Oh,
really?
Oh, man.
I overthink everything, bro. There's no way I can ever figure it out.
I failed them, man. Oh, my kids was like, Dad, do it. And I was like, oh, my God. I even offered the dude, you know how they can look and see you and all that stuff. I put a $100 bill to the camera like, you know what I'm saying? When my family was looking for something, I was like, get me out of here. Give me a cold. All right. Well, there it is. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Bro. This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. Natalia Neighborhood News, it's back.
Yes, an oldie, but a goodie. Hello. Big, and it's coming back. 21 years ago, MTV debuted a show, MTV Cribs. Now, if you have never seen it, it basically was like you would come, they would take a film crew to a celebrity's house, and the celebrity would show off their home.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, it went on for a few seasons. It went away, but so now it is back with some huge names, and they just dropped the teaser trailer for it.
Cribs, what took you so long?
Welcome to my crib.
You're invited to where the magic happens.
Hey, man, I don't know why they didn't bring this back before. That's low-hanging fruit, and people loved MTV Cribs.
They've tried to do it here and there, and it just didn't work
so
well enough.
So who did they have, like, doorbell ringing?
So... Big Sean.
Okay.
Boy.
Love it. Wanna see how
Tinashe.
Go ahead now.
Rick Ross.
Oh my God.
That one I think is gonna be huge. Cause again, remember he bought that the boxer's house.
Yeah, Evander Holyfield, man. He's on acreage.
Massive, massive place.
Yeah, they're gonna have to do like a season there.
Yeah. Some other they're also gonna do Martha Stewart as well.
Go ahead now.
Some other Scott Disick, if you recognize his voice from the teaser trailer.
Did not.
Yeah, that was the very first one.
Go ahead now.
So a few other names on there as well, but the Big Sean one I'm really excited to see because the other day he had showed off his backyard and he like jumped in a pool and I was like, that looks like a beautiful
now,
pool.
Now, are they going to still call it Cribs or Living Better Than You?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, it's still
welcome
called.
To another episode of MTV's Living Better Than You. We're at Big Sean's house.
No, it's still going to be called MTV Cribs. But I'm excited to see. Here's what I want to happen. One, I don't want any fakeness because there were a couple times they got caught up and there was some fakeness. A little 50 Cent was like, oh, these are my cars. No, 50, those aren't your cars. No job
rule.
That ain't your house.
Houses. Yeah, exactly.
So I want all real homes, but I want to see like the crazy special things in their house. Like I want to see the secret compartment that takes them down to the studio or something.
I always enjoyed that MTV Cribs. They had one on BET called How I'm Living, and I love that as well, man. Like it's just getting a peek inside of people's cribs.
Yeah, it's fun. Because whenever you go on walks, you see a house, you're like, I want to see inside.
Hell
so
yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, I want to have a slide that goes right down into my swimming pool.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so nice.
If you could have that kind of crib like that, what would you have? Like, what's that one crazy thing you would want put in your house?
I would put a roller coaster in my backyard.
Really?
Yeah.
What that'd about you,
so
Natalia?
Would you be able to like have the height?
I would lower the height limit.
One crazy thing?
Okay. It'd be my
what about
height?
Yours?
I think. Mine would be I'd have to have like an elevator.
Right.
Like I want to be bougie and not have to climb all the stairs and then like.
Hey man, years ago I used to think like, man, I want like a dispenser that just like dispense like juices or you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like your own
even at one person's house they had a Starbucks. Yeah. I think it was
no, that's what
drummer.
I want. Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
Yes,
he had
I want
Starbucks,
a Starbucks
in his house.
Damn, I want
so
a Starbucks.
What's that one crazy thing? No, I want a Starbucks. Let me change it. Like when she gets to the house, it's gonna be there. What's that one crazy thing you would put in your house?
Over the top.
Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing new music.
We got Migos.
Migos, mama.
Big Migos have dropped their album Culture 3 a few weeks ago, and I've been obsessed with it. But one song that everyone's been obsessed with is Straightening.
Straightening, straightening, straightening.
Yeah.
Big, like, a lot of people had been questioning, okay, like, what do you guys mean when you're saying straightening? So when they had come into the neighborhood, they were doing their press runs. That same day, they ended up going to James Corden's show. And that day, James Corden was like, hey, what does it mean when you guys say this?
You gotta get an understanding before you get a straightening. You know what I'm saying? So you have to get an understanding before you get a straightening.
Before you get a straightening.
So if we don't know what's going on, we have to straighten it.
You gotta straighten the issue.
You have to straighten the issue.
But you gotta get an understanding before you get a straightening.
You can't get no straightening without no understanding. So before understanding, you gotta get
your straightening.
Straightening.
Mm. Straightening!
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, happy Friday to you and yours out there, man. If we want to hear from you, what's that crazy one thing you would put in your house? We were talking about how MTV Cribs is back, and some of those houses are crazy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? What's that one crazy thing you would put in your house? Let's bring Will into the neighborhood. Will, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Will. Will, what's that one crazy thing you would put in your house?
The one crazy thing that I would put in my house is a mini mall.
Nice. A mini mall. And hey, man, and what would be in that mini mall, Will?
First off, we're going to have a dispensary in there.
Got
to
have that. Hey, dude, I knew somebody was going to call it with that.
Yes.
Got to have that. All righty. And
okay,
what else?
You got the white tea store.
The nice.
All white tea, any color.
All right. Ten. Go ahead. Now, this is his place, man. He ain't selling them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he just go in there, and it's the all white tea. So he go ahead to his dispensary, to his little spot. Then he walk and get him some all white teas, some crispy teas with a nice crew neck. What else, bro?
Then you got to have a shoe joint, you know.
Yes. Okay. Yes, man.
I love it.
Yes.
That. Woo!
Do you have a little restaurant in there? Will, is there?
Nah, man.
He was like, nah, man. Hey, dude, I love how he thought about it. He was like, restaurant.
No food court.
No food court, Big. I mean, I got multiple kitchens in my house. Why would I, you know what I'm saying? The chefs can't handle that. You know, I don't need no Chick-fil-A in there. Then I can't eat on Sundays when I'm going to go get my weed and my white t-shirt. That'd be dope if you had a Chick-fil-A in there. But Chick-fil-A would probably tell you, like, hey, you can't even open at your house on Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, we didn't open for Super Bowl, so you definitely can't just go down there.
That's true.
You got to reheat from Saturday. All righty now. Hit us up, 866-246-8923. What's that one crazy thing you would put in your house? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now, it's about that time for your 810 phone tapping. We got some Abasar lingerie right now. Luther Abasar, Lufe. This is where Luther calls to buy his girl some sexy underwear. Now, the lady on the phone can't figure out what he's trying to ask for because she does not speak my own. Well, let's get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tap. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Yes, Maracandro.
What?
Maracandro.
Maracandro? Hold on. This is Andre. How can I help you?
Maracandro for my wife, please.
But whose wife?
That my wife for the tongue and the under the pants. I something sex for my wife on the anniversary.
The panties, okay?
Yes, to make mother free good plants. Maracandro.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying, though.
It in the panties for the district. I'm sometimes sexy.
Something sexy?
Yes. Yes. Everything. I call Sandro. Like Fandris. The steak to finger say.
No, we don't have any.
Any what?
Any of those. You need to call another store.
No, the Kendro. Do you know set the panties?
No.
No panties in Victoria Silva.
No.
What about with the tongue that sing?
No.
No dristry?
No.
At Victoria Silva?
Nope.
She gonna say she's so raro. Is there perfume?
Yeah, they have perfume.
You dance with zero. Do you smile?
I can't understand you.
Do you mile the perfume?
Mile?
The perfume, the mayonnaise?
I don't know what kind of perfume you're looking for.
Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
Modernist?
Mayonnaise.
No.
Mustard?
No.
Ketchup?
No.
Buying bourbon?
No.
Mayonnaise?
Sorry.
Best food? Mayonnaise.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, now, what's that one crazy thing you would put in your house? Let's bring Janet into the neighborhood. Janet, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Janet. Janet, what is that one crazy thing you would put in your house?
That one crazy thing I would put in my house is a casino with a child care.
Oh, dude, nice. Janet, I would be there. A casino with child care.
So much fun to go over there.
Oh, my God. What? You would be like the queen of the block, too. Yes. Be like, hey, man, Janet's having a party tonight.
Hell yeah.
What's your game that you definitely play when it's casino time, Janet?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What's the game that you play when it's casino time?
Oh, my gosh. There's just so many, but I like the lightning game, especially at San Manuel Casino.
Do you play slots?
Yes.
See, that's all. Oh, Janet, I would be at your house coming to play the slots. Oh. You know what I'm saying? And you should have it where no one loses. Bring the kids. Yeah. And why should I bring the kids, Janet?
Yes.
Why should I?
Oh, the reason why, because just real quick.
Okay, there it is. She has a daycare center. I don't know what else she was about to say. The reason why is because I like to play the three-quarter slots big. You know what I'm saying? All right.
I like that one, though.
Yeah, the casino.
And the that'd one that so you dumb. Said no one loses, that'd be so awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No one loses. I'm redesigning her whole casino.
Yeah,
what would you have, Ani, I was about to say, Natalia, what would you have there?
Louis said this yesterday, or I think it was Natalia, but a slide that goes from the second floor to your house. And then when you go in there, it also goes underwater, so you're not swimming on top. You're in underground.
Hey, man. People are probably listening, but this is your house.
Yeah, that is pretty dope.
People are like, what? No, this Hell is your house.
We
can
jump from my house to your house with the underground pool.
Hopefully you have like a scuba tank on because you're not having access to my house. You drown down there in one of them things. Alrighty, what's that one crazy thing you will put in your house? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. Migos straightening Big Boy the Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, what's that one crazy thing that you would put in your house? Money's not an object. What's that one crazy thing? Let's bring Tank up in here. Tank God is Tank up in here. Tank, hello. Oh, man.
No.
Well, Tank could probably use a phone line.
Yeah.
Could probably put a new phone company in there. All righty. Yeah, no. Tank is gone. All righty. Should I bring Elliot into the neighborhood? All righty. Let's see what's up with Elliot.
Elliot, like, oh, y'all want to Tank first?
Elliot, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. All righty now, Elliot, what's that one crazy thing you would put in your house?
Well, Big, I don't think it's crazy, but I was thinking about a bunker, you know, a fallout shelter bunker, like if it'd be a war or something, somewhere you can go where all the supplies at and video games and everything, food, everything just being there.
Nah, I hear you, bro. Mm-hmm. I hear you. And they used to have like bunkers back in the days.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going down, but I'm telling you, If that happened, I would definitely be at Elliot's house.
Yep.
You know? Let me ask you this one thing, Elliot. Who would you not let in your bunker? You have a mother-in-law or a cousin? Or who would you not let in your bunker?
I wouldn't let my sister in there.
All right, there it is. I don't know. there's something going on with him and his sister. I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? All righty, but y'all hit us up. What's that one crazy thing you would put in your house?
Can I just tell you what Tank's call said? He said he would get a room with a bunch of crab legs.
Oh.
Just one room with just a bunch of crab legs.
Like king crab legs?
Yeah, it's just king crab legs
Hey,
everywhere.
Man, crab is expensive.
Yes, it is, man. Hell
now
expensive.
That I started, like, eating crab, dude, when it used to be these clusters for, like, $8 a pound, and that was crazy.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Now they're, like, $20, and, man, you crazy as hell.
Yeah, I just read that it got even more expensive just in the past few weeks.
Man, that's crazy.
Hate it.
That's why I do me some imitation crab like ain't nobody. Hey. You better stop that. You know what I'm saying? Probably, everything we eat probably imitation anyway. All righty now. Y'all hit us up 866-246-8923. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Give it up for Ani. Ani is up in here. Don't try this at home.
Don't plant drugs in people's cars.
Don't plant drugs yep. in people's cars.
And this goes out to a former sheriff's deputy in Florida who's currently going to jail for 12 and a half years, Big. He basically stopped people during traffic stops, and then while he stopped them, he would go get, like, meth, weed, cocaine, things like that, put it in the car. And while, like, he would tell people, like, hey, can you get out of the car? I need to just search the car real quick. While he was doing that, turned off his body cam most of the time, plant it, then come back and be like, oh, I just found this in your Mentos. And then, but one time he didn't forget to turn his body cam off. If you guys were to YouTube this, you could see him really just opening it, putting it, then coming back and being like, I found this. Now I have to test it and see if this is meth. And Big, this is a woman talking about how he ruined her, like, past 3 years.
You've robbed me of my credibility being a mother and a grandmother for the last 3 years. I've probably missed a year and a half of my grandbaby's life because of this. I wish you no ill will. And you'll never know what you've done to me until you have children of your own.
Wow.
He made a man lose custody of his child because when you get charges like this, it ruins you. People went to jail, but 120 charges have been dropped from his arrest because they were fake.
Man, that's so wrong.
And Big, his own department is the one who went and said, hey, can you guys please search this guy? Like, his own department, and apparently he was trying to get into the narcotics unit, so, like, he was finding
get more
all...
drugs on
yes.
there.
But now he's going to jail for 12 and a half years, which I feel like he should go for more.
They should add up all the time that he put people behind bars for that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that.
Get what, like 180?
Yeah, probably. Dog, never come out.
But you know what's not fair, Big? It's like these people were proven guilty before innocent, and they had to go through all these years.
Happens all the time.
It just sucks.
Happens all the time. People get blamed for everything.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it is guilty until proven innocent.
Mm-hmm. Which,
even in the court of public opinion. You know what I'm saying? I do want to hear from people, though. What were you blamed for? What were you blamed for? Blame me for eating this last pizza.
What?
Yeah, man, just a few days ago, like Tuesday, she blamed me for eating the last pizza, man.
What did she say?
She said, who ate my pizza? Then she looked at me. And I was like, you think daddy ate your pizza?
Did you?
Yeah, I did. But I still was blamed. You know what I'm saying? Stop. Every blame isn't an innocent either.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But what were you blamed for? Hit us up 866-246-8923. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
It's Friday.
Yes, it is Friday. Real 92.3. LA's new home for hip hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty now. What were you blamed for? Alrighty, let's bring Fatima into the neighborhood. Fatima, hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, Fatima, hello.
I was blamed for being a lookout for an ex-boyfriend of mine while he was tagging on the NoHo station wall.
Wow, is she giggling? All right, so you were blamed for being the lookout while your boyfriend was tagging on a wall.
The security guard put me in handcuffs. I got sent to jail. We rode what's it called?
Police car?
The police Subway? Car. There you go. We got in the police car together.
Hey, man, how
went
long?
To Van Nuys Station.
How long were you, like, in custody or detained before they let you go?
All night. All weekend, actually, because it was a Friday.
And for those out there, man, you want to be careful on doing anything Fridays. And also when it's holidays for court. Yeah, man, that is the worst to just sit there. And Fatima, so what ended up happening with the blame?
Well, he took the full blame because I wasn't doing anything. And eventually the charges were dropped against me. But I went to jail for 2 days.
I heard that. There it is, man. I'm asking, what were you blamed for? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. And here I am bringing up my pizza story. All righty, Luigi, what were you blamed for?
I was blamed for stealing a tip jar at a restaurant one time. Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, it was one of my friends who actually did that, and we didn't know about it, but I was blamed for it, and I got held there until, like, I told them where it was at. And it was never me who stole the tip
jar. Wait, you told them what?
Like, it wasn't me.
But you said I was held until I told them like, where it was at?
Yeah, like, where was that? Like, where'd you hide it or where'd you put it or bring it back or something? And I was like, no, I'd never stole the tip jar. Check the cameras. And they're like, we're not going to check the cameras. I'm pretty sure it was you.
It sounded like you told, though. Yeah. It sounded like you're trying to. You said it until you told them where it was at.
At that point, they kind of just held me there with security, and I was just like,
he has it.
Yeah. No, I didn't say he has it. I was just like, I knew who it was because after I was like, dude, I think so-and-so took the tip jar. And I was just like, I'm not going to get blamed for this, bro.
Right,
like,
right. Hell no.
I ain't going to jump on 17 drinking at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, man. So you told on your buddy?
Hell yeah, I did.
Yeah, hey, there it is.
Hey,
hey man.
If you can find him and catch him, go for it.
If you tell me, hey, I'm stealing this and we all know, then cool.
Yep.
Yeah, but.
You're doing it solo. Yeah, you're on your own, bro.
There it is. All righty, y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923. What were you blamed for? All righty? And every blame doesn't have to be crime.
Yeah, right? That's
y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923, Big Boy Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. What were you blamed for? Let's bring Craig into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Craig. Craig, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. What's going on, Craig? Love the hello. You were there. You're ready. Craig, what were you blamed for?
Man, it was a straight setup, Big Boy.
What happened?
Back in sixth grade, there was this girl that I talked to and this girl I didn't talk to. One day, this girl's crying out of the blue. Teacher asked her, you know, we're outside. She's like, hey, what happened? You know, girl's name was Ashley. Straight snitcher out, you know?
Right.
She was like, oh, you know, Craig hit me. And I turned around like, what the heck? Whoa. Craig who? I'm the only Craig in here, girl. What you talking about? You know? And the other girl that I did talk to, her name was Monica. She was like, yeah, I seen him.
Oh.
And I was like, what you mean? Yeah.
Man.
I didn't even talk to her.
Hey, bro, and this is sixth grade. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine now, today? That'd be even hard for a sixth grader right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so they both
bro,
got you.
Let me tell you, I snooped on her Facebook. Man, she big, you know? She looks single, you know? And it's just, you know, payback is what it is, you know?
Hey, man, this dude says she's big, she looks single. Hey, man, and you can tell that he holds something because, Craig, you knew each and every name.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And, Craig, how old are you now, Craig?
I am 26.
All right, so, and sixth grade is about 11 years of age, 11, 12. Yes. You know what I'm saying? He holding on to that. What were you blamed for? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. Let's bring Myra into the neighborhood. Myra, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Myra. Myra, what were you blamed for?
Man, in high school, I got blamed for stealing money out of my mom's stash, even though I had a job. I had an alcoholic dad in the house, and I also had an older brother who always seemed to have money but did not have a job.
And your mom blamed you, Myra?
And my mom blamed me.
Wow. How much was stolen? Or do you know?
About, she said that at first it was like $20, $50, and then it went up to one point when it was $300, was which when she was like blaming me, like, oh, this is $300, this isn't no $20, $50, $300 is missing, what'd you do with it, what'd you use it on? I was like, hello, I have a job. I didn't take it.
She was like, what about my alcoholic dad or my brother that doesn't have a job? Like, who do you think stole it, Myra? Who do you think stole it?
Man, I don't know. That's a tough one.
No, they blamed you. Blame somebody.
Yeah.
Who would you blame?
I would blame my brother that always seems to have money but no job.
There it is right there, man. All righty, y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. Here's another in case you missed it moment with us. Got Cube back up in here, man. Cube, how instrumental was John Singleton just in your life? What did he add to Cube, to O'Shea, just to that whole brand of what you do now?
You know, just a whole nother dimension. Without him, you know, I wouldn't be doing the Big Three. I would be just kind of stuck in that hip-hop thing. Maybe I would have did a movie eventually, but I wouldn't have made a career out of it unless I met him. He took me under his wing. He looked after me doing Boys in the Hood, made sure that the performance was perfect. And he gave me the confidence to write my own movies. You know, he read my whack scripts that I wrote at first, told me what I needed to do to make them better, and just was a supportive figure, just as a mentor. You know, he was the one who had the film degree and knew all the nuances that I didn't know. So I would ask him, I would call him and learn from him.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Yeah, throw your neighborhood in the air. If you don't care, oh yeah.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. Your big interview, Gabriel Iglesias, nice. In the neighborhood. Hey, man, so now we're starting to see where, you know, the world is turning this corner that we've been waiting on, man. And I think that that's a perfect time for a Space Jam, A New Legacy, which you are a part of, and congratulations to you.
It's a trip. First of all, I'm very honored that they asked me to be in the film, and more so that I'm actually the first Mexican to voice Speedy Gonzalez.
Wow.
What the hell?
Yeah. Right?
Hey, man, that's almost wrong to say. You know what I'm saying? But the first Mexican to voice Speedy Gonzalez. Right. Now, do you have to audition, or they know from looking at your work that Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, is the guy?
When they called me, it was not an audition. I just assumed that they knew that I did voices and that I would be able to pull it off. They didn't know that I could do the voice until we were actually recording.
Wow. Damn. Originally, so they're just going to take it however you would have brought it in.
I think more so they wanted representation in there and, you know.
But not any representation.
Once we did the recording session, it was like, well, you know, do you think maybe you want to lend your real voice? Because that was the original idea. They wanted to lend my real voice to the character. And I'm like, well, I don't want people to think of me when they watch Speedy Gonzalez. I want them to think of Speedy Gonzalez. I don't want to do a disservice to the character. You know, I want to make sure that it's as close to the real thing as possible. Hey, Big, can I make one big announcement with you?
Of course you can.
I have a big announcement. And this is something that I feel is going to be a little bit bigger in L.A. especially than Space Jam or the Monsters Incorporated or me being on tour. And that is that... our good friends over at Tapatio are celebrating their 50th anniversary of the hot sauce.
Uh-huh.
And
which I have.
Tapatio and I have done a collaboration together, and I will be featured as a new face on the bottle for the anniversary.
Man. So you're gonna be on the dude, that's an
that's amazing.
That is dope. And you got your doggies on there. Oh my God. That is amazing. Bro.
So, the first person ever featured on the bottle that wasn't the actual, you know, the Tapatio. Super excited.
My God.
They put my logo on the bottle.
Hey, wow. Dude. And no disrespect, that is bigger than Space Jam. You know what I'm saying? We grew up on that, yes. Bro. Dude.
So this is the first time I'm talking about it publicly, and I'm glad it's on your show.
That's amazing. That is dope,
bro. Shout out to Tapatio. Thank you so much for giving me this is an honor and a half to be featured like this, because no one's ever been given that opportunity.
Hey, bro, and those that know, they know. Mm-hmm. Like, that is dope as hell, G. Congratulations to you. I know it sounds crazy, but congratulations to you. I'm going to get me a bottle. I need a sign, bro.
These bottles will start being available in about 2 to 3 weeks. Wow. So FYI.
We'll be back with more Gabriel Iglesias, the fluffy one himself, in the neighborhood, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities, Big Boy's Neighborhood. So we're going to do for real, for false. I'm going to ask you some questions. All you got to do is tell me, yeah, Big, that's for real, or that's for false. For real, for false. Gabriel Iglesias. At one point, he owned more than 700 Hawaiian shirts, floral print shirts.
That's for false.
All right.
It was around 500, not 700.
How do you know which one to wear? And do you look at it and say, okay, you know what? That was on the cover of this comic. I did this on this one. Like, do you have to, you know, you got to put something to the side?
You already know, and you of all people should know, you always have a memory with clothing. you just look at it and you know bastard. Something. You remember an event, an outing.
And I know what you're doing here when you say you should know. Because you know, like when I lost weight, yeah. I gave G some of my shirts, right? Wow. And I remember he told me, he was like, yeah, some of the shirts I couldn't take because some of the shirts were big, yeah, you know? Yeah. And he said, yeah, I got some of the shirts. He said, I had 2 green bags and it was about 6 shirts in there. Hey, man, and do you remember you said how it would have went faster, but for every shirt I had a story?
Yeah, it was not. It wasn't like going to a thrift store or something or Goodwill where you just like clothes that get dumped off and then both people part ways. Big had a story for every article of clothing he pulled out of that fridge. He's like, yeah, I remember this. Just I remember this shirt the first time we did the Mickey Ficky mix. Yeah, Sean Wong gave me this shirt.
Oh,
yeah,
man, I love you, man.
I had just signed that one deal.
Oh man, I love you, man. And as you can see, the pen is still in the shirt. Right here, man. I gotta keep this one. Gabriel Iglesias, brother, I thank you for being in the neighborhood, man. God willing, I'll see you soon. If I don't, I'll see you back in Zoom, all right?
Definitely.
There it is right there, man. That's our dude, Gabriel Iglesias. Gabriel, the fluffy one himself, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
We gotta talk about the NBA Finals right now,
yes,
Big.
Sir.
What started off as like, dude, Phoenix is going to take it all the way. Milwaukee comes back in the next 2 games, and game 4 was a movie, man.
Shot blocked by Antetokounmpo. What a block from Giannis. This building is shaking.
Knicks down 2. Chris Paul front court. Chris Paul lost the handle. Holiday comes up with it. 17 turnovers. 3-on-1 to Middleton, who puts it up and in with 27 seconds to go. Chris Middleton leading Milwaukee with 40 points. And that'll do it. The NBA Finals are tied at 2 games apiece. It's a best of 3 now.
Man. Crazy.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, I don't know, I thought it was going to be easy work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Just because of the way that it started off. But yeah, they done turned it into a finals.
Yeah, wow. Man. A lot of people are saying it's going to go up to game 7. But man, Chris Paul in that last game didn't really, it wasn't Chris Paul the one we see a lot when he scored 10 points. But
Chris being off.
Yeah.
He's not going to be off all the time.
Exactly. That's what shows a lot about it, because if he was on, they would have easily won that game, bro.
Yeah,
Milwaukee got very lucky towards the end. But they're also saying that viewership this year before pre-pandemic, which was 2019, has been down like almost 30%, bro.
Damn. Really?
It's probably because people want to be out, and last year people don't care
about, you know, the Suns and the Bucks either.
That's true.
That's,
you know,
very
what I'm
true. They're not major markets as in like L.A., New York or anything like that. Or there's no
Steph
Curry involved.
And it seems like
they're
getting a little more time between these games.
They give them like 2 days. Normally it'd be like 1 day rest. Now it's like more 2 days, stuff like that. So, which is good, because like we said, the health of these players.
Make it to a game 7. They said game 7 is going to be in January 2022.
Oh. A whole bunch of rest.
Yeah.
We're going to try to milk
it. Homie said. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Try to give viewership like that.
Go ahead.
Just extend it, man.
All right.
But it's going to be interesting to see who takes it this year, man.
Y'all do stick around your radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia's up in here. New emojis in the neighborhood news.
Yeah, Big, we're going to get a brand new batch of emojis. And I love this every year because it does feel like, oh, that's right, I do want that emoji. Oh, yes, I do need a bell pepper emoji.
How did I live without this?
Exactly. But, Big, I wanted to ask you, what do you think is the world's most popular emoji?
The heart.
No.
The smile, just this basic smile.
No. It is
the eggplant.
I wish.
Wow.
It is the laugh out loud emoji, the one laughing with the tears coming out.
Okay.
How many tears? On both eyes or one eye?
Both eyes.
Okay. I see that. And do they count how many times people put it up?
No.
Because like, sometimes I get something and it's like 9 of them. I'm like, dude, okay. You're laughing out loud.
That is probably why it's the world's most popular emoji. Right after that, it's the thumbs up emoji. Then the red heart emoji, and then the flirtation.
The eggplant's nowhere there?
Not in the top 5. No, not in the top 5 at least.
Oh,
but it does say that 67% of people think that when you use emojis, you are friendlier, funnier, and cooler than those who don't.
Hey, man, let me tell you though something. When I type somebody out, text somebody out something, and it's, you know, it's long or it's heartfelt, and I get an emoji, I look at that like, wow.
Oh.
No, I hate it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I put some words back to me.
What kind of response is that, man?
I took some time putting this together.
I like to still use the word, but still add in the emoji.
Right,
not replace it. But anyways, like I said, there is a...
I'm going to get some old text with you. I don't even think you shoot emojis to me. But go ahead.
There is a new batch of emojis coming, but Big, they want help with the final emoji to choose from because World Emoji Day, we're celebrating it this week, and there are 30...
Wait, hold on. It's World Emoji Day?
World Emoji Day!
Woo! I didn't know that, man. Yeah, she said we're celebrating.
Yeah, you gotta watch the emoji movie. You gotta send emojis.
Well, you do that for the neighborhood.
All right, here's some of the top ones of the 37 that you could choose to add in to be the final emoji in the new emojis that you can get. The biting lip emoji. Ooh,
that's
like, hey,
dope.
Come on home.
Yeah, with my eggplant. That's
up,
dope.
Right? The troll emoji.
Okay.
He's being a troll. She's being a troll. Send the troll.
Like a troll.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, don't hit me up too much. I got a low battery emoji. Or also the, snap it up. Let's be really quick about it. Snap emoji.
Jason, use that emoji on us.
Hell yeah.
You just put it on the card and just show it like, okay, let's wrap this up.
So make sure you go and vote. My favorite one actually is the melting face emoji because sometimes I sweat a lot.
Hey, dude, use a lot of emojis.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to go get breakfast one day. She said, can I please have some eggs and bacon? And then she put the emoji of eggs and she put some frying bacon.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
All right.
I'm glad you put the words up there because I would have not known what this was. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
New music, what we got?
We got a new album from Pop Smoke.
Damn,
this is his second album ever since he passed Big. His album is titled Faith. It has 20 tracks on there. Crazy features. He has features from Swae Lee, 21 Savage, Quavo, Takeoff, The Baby was the last album. But he has Pharrell on there, Rick Ross, Future. He also has Kanye. When I first saw this, I was like, Kanye, what? Pop Smoke, what? Then I heard the song.
Wildin' on television, you could still see a television pimpin', but these boys pimpin' different.
We made it. We get made it. Look, my mom made it. Look, I remember the days. Same bitch 4 weeks straight. I used to eat 50 cent cake. Now it's beliefs.
You don't like that, huh?
I love this song.
Kanye.
But that's the only piece of Kanye in that song. That's it.
Wow.
That's the whole Kanye on the song. And I was like, I want more music.
Kanye was like, yeah, just send him this.
Yeah, pretty much.
They made it work, though.
They did, and it's a great song, too. Pusha T's on there, and he also has another song on there featuring Takeoff, and it's called What's Crackin'.
I'm loving the good, making sure she never hurt. She my wood, never too classy to slurp. Look me in my eyes when you tell me that it's mine. Told her I'm too play, I can't fall for the lie. I know, baby, that you a bad little something, and that she drive me crazy. And I swear that nothing else fazed me.
I like Miami, Adam. And I feel like Jello. Shorty like skinny tatties.
I noticed you made that clip longer, too. I had to fade it down.
They also sampled Neo So Sick on that song.
I heard that. That's dope.
So
I love
good.
It. Hey, man, if y'all really looked at how it's still playing. That's all we had it on there. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Yo, I saw a video on TikTok the other day, and it was this guy who used to work at Facebook, and he put up a video of, like, talking about how much money does your company make, because my company at Facebook has a vending machine that gives you free tech. Everything tech. If you want a charger, if you want a keyboard, you want wipes, you want earbuds, you want everything. It is completely free in a vending machine. Then I was like, this cannot be true. And it is true, dog.
Their latest project is this vending machine. And as you can see, it's not for sodas and snacks. It's for computer accessories.
The whole idea here is frictionless IT. So we want this to be fast and easy. So an employee will come up to the machine if they need something. The first thing they do is they take their badge and they badge in. We have everything that they may need, power supplies, keyboards,
screen wipes,
dongles. So I'll go get some screen wipes here. So they just type in the number of what they need. Screen wipes have come down here, and there I go.
Damn.
Yeah, man. The video, the comments were...
We got plates. We got plates.
They started taking those away, remember?
Yeah,
yeah, man. But imagine working there, bro, and how much stuff you would steal.
Hey, man, but.
Stealing, but giving it to you?
Right.
That's true, right?
Every day, you'll get a new keyboard.
A new keyboard, a new mouse.
I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Because those cords never last.
Yeah, and do you care about it? Like, man, yeah, I lost my earbuds or my pods or my earphones. Like, oh, I'll go get another one.
That would be so sick, man.
How much stuff do you leave at the house because you know they got it there?
Right.
Exactly.
And that's an ex-employee, right? He used to work at it. That's crazy because usually people put up bad stuff about you.
Yeah.
Where did he go that he left Facebook?
Oh, he must like miss
that's
out.
That's true, huh?
Yeah, he must have had a great job.
That or got fired, one or the other, man. And that sucks now. But you said there was a perk. You saw a job sometime where they had like a buffet where you can eat.
No, I think it was Google or Facebook, one of those. But it's a few different companies where they have a full cafeteria everything is free.
That's dope.
Everything is free,
man.
That'd
be so sick.
Yeah, man. But you know what they have here? And I don't know if they stock them as much. Yeah. Remember, at one point, they used to have breakfast on Fridays. That was a few years ago.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good perk.
Breakfast on Friday. That was good. Cheez-Its. We used to have Cheez-Its until the pandemic came.
The Cheez-Its here were so different than the Cheez-Its you buy at the store.
Right.
Really? They're so good.
Right. You know why? Because we didn't buy them. Oh. Everything tastes better when somebody else buys it. You know what I'm saying? But this is a great company to work with.
Yes,
as well.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? And we have individually wrapped forks and all kind of perks
here.
You think with us being in radio, they would have like a headphone vending machine for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, man.
We
but
don't.
Hey, what can I say? Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia up in here. Neighborhood News. Where's Khalifa?
Yeah, he had some announcement big. He tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah,
oh, sorry,
We're seeing it a lot again.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of things are opening back up. We've been talking about going back to the movie theaters and places having full capacity. I was recently at Dodger Stadium and it was full capacity and the lines were so long. And I was like, there's a lot of people here. But Wiz did take to Twitter. He shared the news. He said, okay, loved ones. So your boy got COVID. No symptoms. Just stay away from me for a little while. But he is going to make sure that he doesn't just sit around and do nothing. He says that he actually does have some plans while he is in quarantine. He is going to keep working on new content. Oh, he's planning raves and he's readying his new project. Mm-hmm. So obviously, like, he has the ability to work on new music there.
Right.
Even if he is like by himself, he can still work on stuff.
He can come out better than he is.
Exactly. Yeah, and it is nice to hear that he has no symptoms, because obviously not everyone is like lucky in that way when they test positive. But he's not the only one that we've seen. Fluffy.
Yeah, Gabriel Iglesias just announced.
He tested positive. Six players on the New York Yankees team tested positive.
Man, we're seeing an uptick.
Yeah, one of the players from the USA basketball team, Beal, tested positive as well. So he's not going to Tokyo to represent USA in the Olympics. Damn. And I don't think it's going to stop, because obviously, like we said, things are opening up. People are getting tired. I don't know if they're getting tired. I don't know why. But let's just, the numbers are going up.
Yeah, they are, and it's realistic.
Yeah.
It's realistic,
gotta
man.
Gotta stay safe.
Well, started off with Wiz, too. That's what the story is about. So take care of yourself, man. Believe that. Y'all stick around your radios, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia's up in here. Neighborhood News, best-selling rap album of 2021.
Yes, only halfway through the year, Big. But even if you compare it to last year, Big, I feel like we've gotten so much music this year. Migos, Polo G, Doja Cat, Logic, Tyler, the Creator, Lil Durk, Trippie Redd, Bryson Tiller, Snoop Dogg, Cordae, Lil Yachty. I mean, from all of those albums that have come out this year, they have announced who is the highest-selling rap album of the year so far. And first from those names, anyone that you might off the top of your head think who's got to be number one?
I already know.
Oh, okay.
You know, do you know, Louis?
It's not J. Cole?
No, it's not J. Cole, which is, that's what I would have thought at first, and maybe, or even Lil Yachty or Migos. Mm-hmm. It is actually Moneybagg Yo.
Damn, you hit the spot. Tastes like candy, sweet like fruit, ooh, wet like water. Can I love on you? Withdrawals, I'm feeling. I see they put me on memes and things. Don't speak on my life without knowing the real. Eight figures a year, what it cost me to live. Don't hold it, just say what you feel. But watch your mouth before I flash your to a place that she didn't know exists.
He got it, man.
Woo.
He was like, yes, today.
Yes.
Not today. He was like, yeah, today.
A Gangster's Pain, Big, is the top performing rap album of the year. He sold over 659,000 digital copies, sales, whatever you want to call it.
They do music.
However they do it. happening now. Right after him, though, is Pooh Shiesty.
Oh my God. Yeah, very surprising.
And then after that is J. Cole. He came in at number 3.
Wow.
But it's really dope to see them doing so well, especially, like I said, last year it felt like a lot of people pushed their music back.
And Pooh Shiesty, it surprises me, but it doesn't surprise me. Even though Pooh Shiesty don't get a lot of radio play, like, other places do. If we're talking about streaming and the way people consume it, Pooh Shiesty a beast. The same way we see with like Polo, you know what I'm saying?
Their
audience is like, that's my son.
I got to admit though that I didn't necessarily give Moneybagg Yo a chance at first, and I would just whatever, skip over the song or something. But I was somewhere where someone was playing only Moneybagg Yo, and I was like, Okay, I like this. And so I started listening more to him.
You got it, man.
But congrats
to him.
He's
another one on top of the world. So, yeah, congrats to him. Y'all do stick around your radios, Big Boy Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? We have the most fun on your radio. What up, Ludo?
Yo, there's a recession going on,
man.
And we got to bring attention to this, man.
Talk about it.
It is called Friend Recession. And a lot of American men are suffering from this right now.
Hey, I saw this.
Yeah, man. They're saying that 15% of men can actually say that they don't have one close friend. Did men really lose friends during this pandemic? I think so. Even with me and a few of my friends, I know we don't talk as much as we did before.
Like Jaden and some of his buddies.
Yes. Oh. One of the homies the other day, we had a moment where we're drinking, and he goes at me and he's like, are we even friends though? For real?
You got to drink a lot of beers to say, hey man, are we even friends?
Yes.
I would look at you like, dude, like, what are you talking
about? What are you talking about, bro?
Yeah, like, why are you sad? Like, sad boy loco 100%. Ass out of here.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, all righty. We're about to get on out of here, man. Let you guys go ahead and have the rest of your day. Thank you for spending some of your time with us right here in the neighborhood, man. We're speaking about the new emojis that's on the way as we continue to see these new emojis that Natalia is so happy about.
I'm excited.
We'll let you know when they arrive. And the one that we can pick, we'll let you know how you can pick the emoji.
Yes, what they're really used for.
Oh,
don't get it confused. You might send the wrong emoji.
Hey, dude, it's a lot of emojis. Like, when I'm in my phone and I just scroll across, I'm like, dude.
So many, man.
Yeah.
It's fun sometimes to just kind of scroll and find one that you haven't used and then use it randomly. And someone will be like, wait, why are you sending me?
I'm just going to do the ice skating lady. I'm just going to send that to somebody.
Yeah.
the ice skating lady that's twirling around.
Or the salsa lady.
Also, man, thank you once again to our good friend Gabriel Iglesias, man. Gabriel.
Fluffy.
Yeah, the fluffy one himself, man. All new big interview right there, man. And continue to take care of yourself. When we did the new interview for our big interview, he hadn't tested positive.
Yeah.
You were talking about the tour. And
he looked good.
He was so ready. Everything, man. And then he had to come out and say, you know, he had tested positive.
Yeah.
But I hit him. We went back and forth yesterday, man. He said, you know what? He's doing his IVs for, you know, getting his liquids up.
That's good, man.
He said he's doing his, you know, his shots because I told him to do these gingers, so on and so forth. Take care of yourself. So, and he has a good head on his shoulders.
Good.
So, once again, man, we send you nothing but great blessings, man. And Ani hit us off with Pop Smoke's new album. Seemed like he got a great new album that's right there. And we got to go talk to our powers that be here. Facebook got vending machines with tech stuff, and you can go get earbuds and pods and cords and keyboards and all that stuff. Yeah, we have a vending machine downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
That is, it almost looked like you're walking into like a convenience store.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but they charge you for everything.
Yep,
except if you, Jose, when they first put it in there, didn't know. He thought that it was just an honor store.
Just wave at the camera and say hi.
Or Jason, our super producer, when you walk 4-2 Doug down there and they think that they can just take everything out the store.
Oh my God, they were in heaven.
Yeah, man. I was like, man, the Breakfast Club don't have this.
Oh my God, did you have to pay for everything?
We're like, neither this Big Boy's Neighborhood. No, Jason was there. Like, no, somebody got to pay for this. Jason been in radio too long. You know what I'm saying? We don't be buying breakfast.
Cut a check.
Cut the check.
We ain't validating your parking.
But now we don't. But thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. We are Big Boy's Neighborhood, and we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.